101.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Lord, we surrender ourselves under Your presence even now. We make You bigger than whatever's on our mind. Whatever we're dealing with, we make You bigger. We magnify You. May You be lifted up in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, that we might be the better for it. Speak to us, Lord, until souls are saved. Speak to us, O Lord, until walls are torn down. Speak to us, O God, until the shackles are broken. Speak, O God, until You get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless the Lord in this place. Amen. We greet you this morning in divine love, and we welcome you to worship with us today. Thank you to those of you all who are here in attendance, this beautiful assembly of believers in Christ Jesus, and then to those of you all who are online, we thank God for you today. To all of our ministers and officers and leaders of this body, and to all of you, good morning. On this first Sunday morning in the month of February, as God has spared us and blessed us yet again to assemble together and give Him glory, give Him praise, and maybe get a blessing, one or two. Amen. We praise God for what He's already done, for we can testify He has done great and mighty things. I see miracles all over this room. I see testimonies all over this room. I see the power and the hand of God all over this room. So I am encouraged today as I see you, and I see you standing in the presence of God. Amen. To God be the glory for the things He has done. There was a word from the Lord. You have your Bible. I invite you to join me very briefly. Join me to the 14th number of the Psalms. Psalm number 14, there the Holy Spirit has guided us for our moment of sharing today. I love you. Now we got that out the way. Psalm number 14. I want to begin reading at verse number 1. Psalm 14. Begin at verse number 1. Your Bible should read somewhere like this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We'll stop right there. You may be seated in the presence of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. I'm asking you to help me preach real quick and look to a neighbor and say to him, look him in the eye and tell him, neighbor, you made the right choice. Not only by coming to church, but sitting next to me. Congratulations, neighbor. You won it big today. Now, God's word to us today, don't be a fool. Find you another neighbor. Find you one more, because that one got mad when you said that. And say to him, neighbor, oh, neighbor, my other neighbor got mad. But I know you won't get mad. God's word to us today, don't be a fool. Come on, give God praise. We want to tell us on today. Don't be a fool. It's what we call this designated month, it's Black History Month. It's when we pause and look back of how far God has brought us, all the advances, all the growth, the developments that God has put in our life. We look at the contributions of our pioneers and forefathers and foremothers, all that they went through, that you and I might be where we are today. We take these 28 days, which we should do every day, but we take these 28 days in this month and just think about where we've been and then see where we are now. If you look at it in the spiritual sense, we've actually taken some steps backward because the old forefathers and foremothers had something that we don't have today. Today we've got money. They didn't then. Today we've got some advances. We've got some contributions. We've got some accomplishments and accolades. They didn't have those then. And if you're on the flip side, they had a continual praise. We don't. They had a relationship with the Lord. Sometimes we don't. They stayed faithful no matter what came. Oftentimes we're not. And so God's word to us is that sometimes people gave us some things. They gave us what we didn't have. But I'm mighty afraid they didn't worry about giving us what they did have. They showed us how to pray and how to worship God, how to be real with God, how to trust God no matter the circumstance. And here many of us are in God's presence who've never known some difficulties, who've never been through slavery, never lived in an outhouse, never had to be in outside tubs, and never had to bathe with lye soap, none of those things. And then you have to pump us to give God glory. You have to prod us to give him praise. It has to be worth it for us to be a part of it. It has to tickle your fancy. It has to tickle your ears. It has to interest you. But there was a day when we knew nothing else but God. When we could not go to the boardroom, we knew how to pray about the boardroom. When we couldn't vote at one time, but we knew how to ask the Lord to have his way. And I'm mighty afraid, y'all, as advanced as we become very foolish in our living. Now, lest I insult you today, don't look at the world's term of foolish. Because world's foolishness, what the world calls us foolishness, is to be ignorant. Meaning that you're just kind of thrown and kind of crazy. But I don't want to talk about that today because that's all of us, most of us. Today, what I want to talk about a fool is to be spiritually foolish. It's the Hebrew word nabal. It's the Hebrew word which means to be spiritually ignorant. It means to be empty. Can the church say empty? It means that you dig a bucket down into a well of water and come up with nothing. The well has water, but every time you draw from it, there's nothing in it. Some of us today got an empty worship. We got an empty praise. We got an empty living. We have empty giving. You are here in the presence of God, but somebody ain't dipped down yet. Some of us are in the house of God, but we have not dipped down yet. Some of us have been blessed by God, but we ain't dipped down yet. Because when you really been in the presence of God, and you really love God, and you really serve God, you never come up empty. There's always a reason to give him glory. There's always a reason to give and praise. You don't need your I's dotted. You don't need your T's crossed. But I got anybody in the house besides myself who's learned how to dip into the well called Jesus Christ, and you never come up empty. There's always a reason to give God the praise. Yeah, you don't need your life to be perfect. You don't need everything to be the way it ought to be. But just because you know that you know that you know that you know who God is, you know where you used to be, and you see where you are now. You know how far he brought you, and you can't help but say thank you. When you used to cuss and act up, and now you pray for him, there's got to be a God somewhere working on the inside of you. And I wonder today, am I talking to people who done come up empty? Here you are waiting on God to do something for you, and really it's time for us to do something for God. He has shown us everything he needs to show us. He's been there for us every day, every step. He's opened doors for us. He's provided for us. He's made a way for us. And what more does it take for you and I to lift our holy hands? What more is it going to take for us to be more consistent? What's it going to take to be more grateful? What's it going to take to be more excited about a God like this? But David, the writer of this psalm, he's writing this word because God has seen the people of Israel living in a certain way. This is not word, fools in the text, are not those who are atheists. Atheists are those who don't believe in God, who don't even fool with God and call you crazy for believing in God. This is not, though, about the agnostic. The agnostic don't believe, they don't care about believing, don't care if there is a God or not a God. They depend upon their own intellect and their own flesh. But today I'm not talking about agnostics or atheists. I am talking about not theoretical atheism, but I need to talk to us today about practicing atheism. Because just because you know there is a God, you are still called to live like there is a God. And many times, my friends, we get caught up in this journey called life, living like there is no God. This foolishness we're talking about today is not a head problem. But the foolishness I want to talk to you today about is a heart problem. Is that it's not about intellectualism, because intellectually most of us know there is a God. But in our heart, we have not received it, and we're not turning and not living the way we ought to live as it pertains to God. Here's what the text literally says to us. Fool says in his heart there is no God. Here's what it literally is saying. That a foolish person is saying, no God, no. I'm going to try again. When a foolish person says there is no God, they're literally telling God, no. I don't care how much you're showing me, I'm not going to serve. I don't care how much what's going on, what you're showing me, what you're doing for me. I'm not going to worship you. I'm not willing to change. I'm not willing to adjust anything. I'm going to be me, so I don't care what you're telling me through your word, through your spirit. No, God, no. That is what a foolish person is doing. A fool, according to our text today, David says, through the spirit, inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that a foolish person lives like there is no God. So, you know, you got some smart people who can be foolish. And you got some not so smart people who can be foolish. Because some of us in this room are very brilliant, but still coming up empty when it's time for us to be able to pray. You'll know if you're in this place because you only come to him when you need him. You get serious when you're in trouble. I got court tomorrow, and when I got to go to have surgery next week, and when my child needs some help, need to be bailed out, now I'm going to get serious with God. But when I got a full belly, when I got food in the cupboard, when I got money in my bank account, what about the same God? Will I be as sincere? Will I be as serious? Will I be as consistent, even though everything is going well in my life? And so today our challenge is to determine and to aspire not to keep living like fools. God's been too good for us to be so foolish. God's been so gracious for us to be so foolish. God's been too patient for us to be so foolish. I came to make you mad real quick, because God's word to us today is stop living like a fool. You can be showing up every Sunday and still be foolish. Because what good is it if you've been in church all this time and you still full of hell? You still can't smile, still can't love your enemy, still can't bless those that curse you. You still grouchy, still mad at the world. So what good is it if you're not going to do any better? What good is this if you're not willing to change? What good is any of this? We might as well turn the lights off and leave and never come back if you're not coming with the sense of, Lord, I need something better. I want to be better for you. I want you to be pleased with me. But here it is today. Let's look very briefly, because y'all already done checked out on me. So let's look very briefly, real quick, at the description of a fool. And I've given you the description of a fool, because the description of the fool is what he says in verse number 1. A fool has said in his heart. Don't you know your heart talks when your mouth doesn't? You show where you are, because where a man's heart is, that's where his treasure is. And we know sometimes that your treasure is that job. Your treasure is that relationship. Your treasure is that money. Your treasure is this issue. But many times God is not the treasure. And so we'll sometimes turn from God and put our body where our heart is. And you'll show y'all, you can't help it. I don't care who you are. You can't help but follow your heart. If your heart around clowning, you always go run to clowning. If your heart around lying, you're always going to hang around liars. If your heart around blessing, you'll hang around blessed people. If your heart around healing, you want to be around healed folk. Your heart can't help where you're going to go. You're going to follow your heart. And today I pray that many of us are understanding that our heart speaks. I don't care what your mouth say, your heart will speak. It's going to show what's in you. I don't care what you're telling folk. I don't care what you're tweeting. I don't care what you're posting. I don't care what you're trying to show folk. Your heart will speak on your behalf, whether you know it or not. That's why some folk ain't falling for it. Some people ain't tripping, because God gives us spiritual discernment, and we can tell the real from the fake. I can tell when you really love God. I can tell if you really love me, because your heart goes speak. You ain't just going to love me in public and then hate me in private. When your heart is real, it's going to show. Yeah, it's going to show a description of a fool. And then so God calls these people corrupt. It literally means, it gives the Hebrew etymology of the word corrupt there is the same as spoiled milk. He said that a fool who says there is no God, after a while, it gets spoiled. It starts stinking. There's a stench. You can't even stand to be around them. They are corrupt in their way. Is there anybody God can find who really loves him? Every day, all day. So God says, I see the description of a fool. As I heard it, let's look at the deeds of a fool. Because the deeds of a fool help us understand the description of the fool. It's bad news right now. Hopefully I can get to the good news in a minute. But we've seen the description of a fool, one who is spiritually ignorant, one who is spiritually empty. That means that some of us are going to show what we have by when we don't have it. When life happens, is when it's going to be shown what you got. Because anybody can give him glory when he does what I want. Anybody can give him praise when I feel good. Anybody can worship him and be consistent when everything came through. But what about when your life is turned upside down? What about when your heart is broken? What about when you're dealing with grief? What about when you're dealing with sickness? What about when you're dealing with pain? What about when you're dealing with a job loss? Because you know, do know, saints, can I be honest real quick? Can I pause right there? Saints get in trouble. Saints have problems. Saints have circumstances. Don't think because you read a Bible and pray to God that trouble ain't going to come your way. Every now and then, you and I got to be trusted with some trouble. But just because trouble come to you don't mean trouble got to be in you. Do I have three people, I'll be number four, who've made up in their mind, I know stuff going to come, but my Bible tells me no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Okay. Let me real quick do a little family therapy. We all family. And you got to stop running from problems. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who that word is for. You can't cute your way out of trouble. You can't smart your way out of trouble. And contrary to popular belief, you can't church your way. Let me tell you something. I'm Holy Ghost filled, a man of God. I still got to pay my bills. I can't be so anointed I can't pay my bills. Because I mess around, Kim, and be anointed in the dark. I ain't got no trust but let the light shine, because I ain't got no other light to shine for me if I don't take care of my responsibilities. And everything you can't rebuke. Everything you can't say, I don't receive that. It's coming. It's got your name on it. It came to your address and your mailbox. But the shout is not when trouble happens. The shout is saying, Lord, I can't handle it. Lord, it's too big for me. And I know, God, that you wouldn't let me go through something that you couldn't help me get through. I know, God, that your will would never take me where your grace can't keep me. So, Lord, I ask you today to give me strength, give me courage, give me patience, give me peace to make it through. And I know, God, somehow, some way, this too shall pass. And anybody in the house, y'all, who done learned how to live with the Lord, that every day ain't a blessed day, every day ain't a happy day, but sooner or later, it'll turn in your favor, and He
he'll turn it around for you. Can anybody give God praise for working on your life, working on your mind, working on your situation? See, fools wait till the battle over. Wise folks shout in the middle of the battle. You lying on me, I'm still going to tell the truth on Jesus. You coming at me, I'm going to love you. You trying to dig a ditch, I'm blessing you. When you got a wise person and we ain't no fool, I ain't trying to get you back. I'm too busy praising. I'm too busy praying. I ain't trying to set you up. I'm going to help you. I got any wise saints in the house? I got anybody who done learned by now? It don't pay to get nobody back. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. I ain't got to lay a hand on you. My God know how to do something with you. Oh, man. Milk gets spoiled when it's exposed. See, that's what happens. When you're a fool and you coming up empty and you don't know who God is, you won't live like there's a God, you end up getting exposed. Now, spoiled milk looks the same as fresh milk. It's only when you experience it that you realize this stuff is sour. Okay, that's what done happened to three or four of us. Somebody messed around and start talking to you, and they realize how sour you are. How you up in church and still talking so sour? How God done blessed you like that and you still so sour? He heals you from cancer. Why you sour? God done opened doors for you. Why you sour? God took care of your children. Why you sour? Belly alone. Hey! Good as God been to you, you can't afford not to praise his name. Hey, and way that God and took care of you and opened doors for you and made a way for you. How can you still come in his house and act like he ain't been good? I couldn't wait to get to church this morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I've been through hell all week. My heart been broken all week. But God said, yes, come into my house. I got to give him glory. See, oh Lord, fools need a reason. Wise folk are the reason. See, I don't need to look at you. I can look in the mirror. And I look in the mirror and I see a living testimony. I see the miracle working power of God. I know if not for God's hand on my life, I know where I would be. I know what kind of shape I'd be in. And I don't know why he's been so good. That's why I bless him like I do. I ain't no fool no more. I got enough sense to tell anybody who been good to me, thank you. And God been good to me, thank you. You taking care of me, thank you. You heal me, thank you. You open doors for me, thank you. You provide for me, thank you. You protect me, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody in New Zion got some sense this morning? Anybody got no sense just to tell the Lord who don't have to bless you, thank you? I know you dignified, but can you tell him thank you? I know you reserved, but can you tell him thank you? The text says, I encourage you to read the whole text in your leisure. Let me come back to earth. The text says, in verse number 2, that the Lord is looking down. And he sing, is anybody getting it? That every day, every night, the Lord is watching us and determining and discerning, is anybody getting it? The reason why God says we're foolish is because he's watching. It ain't like the Lord making up nothing about us. Because he's watching. He's witnessing every word we say, every deed, every thought, every plan, every plot. The Lord is watching. And that's how he determines these deeds of a fool. Because I don't care how much Bible they know, they're not living it. I'm watching people be ugly to each other. He's watching. Now, you can't figure that out today because me and you have spent too much time trying to hide stuff from people. Oh, man. Y'all gonna let me be a truth preacher real quick? You and I have mastered how to fake. We know how to look pious. Pious means religious. We know how to look faithful. When I'm really serious, my skirt go down. When I'm really serious, I tuck my shirt in. When I'm really serious, I don't use my app. I use the real paperback Bible. I sit a little closer. Keep my eyes focused front. I'll stand up and clap on that song. And got it on my mind to lie on somebody. Got it on my mind I ain't finna change. We finna go club tonight. But let me go give God some of my time. Let me go give God some of my time. As though you got time. Not even realizing that God is time. He just let you and I hang out in his time. But you and I done got so foolish and arrogant to think we're in control of this. So much so that you don't care who sees you do what to anybody. You don't even care where you are. You don't care what you say. You don't care what you do. Corrupt. What the Lord sees. And so David says, is anybody hearing God? Is there anybody who's righteous? Anybody who's getting it? Because he looked back, book of Genesis. He saw these people try to be so much like God, they try to build a tower. He saw that. He saw these people in Sodom living any kind of way. He saw the people that he has called his be brought out of bondage and still be disobedient and hard-headed and selfish. So if he saw that, he'd probably see this. He'd see that you'll show up and then looking around. He'll see that you need your favorite song singer to sing before you praise. Need your favorite preacher to preach before you receive it. Need to be when you got time to go to church on Sunday. Now, I ain't got no time for all that kind of stuff because I'm tired. I work all week. He sees all that. He sees when if you really mean it. Y'all think Santa Claus making a list. And checking it twice. And go find out who naughty or nice. What about a God who already know if you naughty or nice? See, he knows what lies beneath. See, we don't talk enough about this, about the fact that the Lord knows. The Lord knows your sincerity. He knows if you mean it or not. He knows if you're real or not. But we spend so much time trying to hide it from people so that people don't know it's a whole lot behind that smile. You hug me with a knife in your hand. I better leave this alone. He says in the text that some of his people are treat eating folk up like bread In other words, you don't care how you handle people. Because, see, here's why I do right about people the best I can. Because I love God. And because I love God, I know what God expects out of me. God, if God can love me and I'm messed up, I ought to be able to love somebody else and they messed up. Okay? I needed God to be patient with me. So how can he be patient with other people? How you can't stand nothing, but the Lord got to stand you. You got you here you are in God's house, get in trouble, Ham. Here you are in God's house, in God's presence, living with pet peeves. I can't stand that. What about what the Lord can't stand? And so, see, if you would look at me and say amen, you wouldn't tell on yourself. We live like the Lord ain't looking. Hiding from people. And see, you and I, we done got, because we so street smart and intellectual here, and you don't think it matters here. So you can do a lot of stuff with this that ain't connected to that. Watch this. You can say amen, and now you mean it. You can be nodding your head in church like y'all doing now, and ain't been more listening to me than a man no more. Say that, Pastor, what he said. That's right. I don't even know what he's talking about. That's good right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, don't stop nodding because I said that. Because especially when you're about to fall asleep, that's the best way to keep yourself woke. Nod every few seconds. That make you look like you're paying attention and you're really in deep thought about the word. Not really, you rocking yourself to sleep. Stop it, Shanique. The Lord sees. The Lord is watching. And ain't nothing like when the Lord watches. Says he's sitting back and seeing how his people are treating his people. You say there's a God, but you can't love me. You say there's a God, but you always in some mess. You say there's a God, but you always getting fired. You say there's a God, but you can't get along with nobody. Notice our vernacular. That's a $2 word for saying how we talk. Notice how we talk more about the devil. Then we do God. Every time something happens, the devil busy. The devil busy. What is God doing? Psalm 121 tells you that the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. If he don't ever go to sleep, he got to be doing something. Because sometime, y'all, you will find out here real soon. You will find out in this text, and you will find out in life. Sometime, the devil ain't your problem. For people who living foolish, your problem is not the devil. Your problem is God. I might as well go and be done right there. When you a fool, and you keep living empty and keep living like there is no God, when God show up, you got a problem. Because God don't let you have your way. God don't let you get them back. God go show you a better way. That's why many of us don't like doing it God's way, because he's always going to show you a more excellent way to live life. And see, in our flesh, y'all, let me talk real quick. In our flesh, y'all, none of us are any good. Your flesh is teaching you by nature. Somebody say by nature. By nature, you're selfish. That's right. Tell the truth. By nature, you're self-involved. That's right. By nature, you just want to feed your flesh. And you don't like nothing stopping you telling you what to do. And with this God business, this Christian life, it's too many rules. It's too much stuff I got to do right. It's too much I got to line up with. And it's too many folk I don't want to fool with, I got to mess around and fool with. If y'all could get away with it, you would live in your house by yourself, you and the Lord. And it never got to come out. And we all had it that way until man fell in the garden. In the garden, before the fall, man could name it and call it and authorize it and get it. It was already there for him. But because sin came into the world, we all now have to work. We got to struggle. Women got to have hurt and pain when they give a baby. All these things had to come because sin entered into the world. And you keep thinking you can be the one person that God will let, he'll break his rules for you. And say this. And you'll say this, not knowing what you're saying. Y'all ready? Fig, this is what they gonna say, baby. They gonna say, the Lord know my heart. That means you know you did something dirty, but you expect God, us and God to accept it because he know your heart. Well, if the Lord know your heart was towards him, why did you do that? I'm teaching, Ben, y'all saying amen right now. Lord, forgive me for what I'm about. I'll give you a minute. If you want to exit the building, this might be a good time to exit the building. Because these are the things you and I say because we're foolish and we're self-involved. And you want God because God ain't got us yet. We feel like God okay with us being a certain way because he ain't got you yet. It ain't your turn. And so you done went so many years being slick, you think. Man, you done fooled folk for a long time, ain't you? You go home patting yourself on the back. I got them again. Not knowing that the Lord watching you with your lying, scandalous self. See, on your own, you know you ain't worth 15 cents. But you got people fooled believing that you worth 25 cents. Okay, tell the truth. Don't you know most time when you go home and look at yourself, you know you ain't about nothing. But you're going to spend a whole lot of time trying to make other people make you something that you know you're not. That's why you want other people to validate you because you know within yourself what your heart is like. You know you envious and jealous hearted. You know you got malice in your heart toward people. You know you can't get along with nobody. You know you're unfriendly. So you want everybody else to tell you how great you are because you know the truth. Text says they eat up people like bread. And some of us eat people up like bread. No consideration for what we're doing to them. You like to transfer your negative energy to them. You can't stand to see people happy. Can't stand to see people enjoy. You just got to get in it. Those are the deeds of a fool. And the Lord keeps asking this question. He says, is there anybody? Anybody? And then David asked the question, no, Lord. Not one. Everybody, y'all ain't gonna like this, everybody in the same boat. That means I can say to you that even with your pious self, you in church today and you looking good, y'all look great today. And you behaved yourself for the most part. But even with that, there's some fool in you. That you got to work on suppressing and removing from your life. Because I don't care how much God speak, that fool say, I ain't got to do that. God says love. That fool say, but what about them? Kena, check my mic. God says go to the right. Fool say, the left look pretty easy. God says, don't go there. Fools say, I'm grown.
Y'all don't like these kind of sermons, do you? We have to take a look at us. We don't like these kind of sermons. You want to know it's going to be all right. Not till you deal with that fool in you. Now watch this. It's so much, here's what I like about this. It's so much fool I got to deal with, I ain't got time to be worrying about yours. Because the worst thing you can be is a fool trying to talk about another fool. Because that fool going to tell you, really? Six marriages and you want to give counseling. Really? Your kids ran away, you over youth ministry. Really? Y'all still with me? Look how y'all looking at me in this church this morning. Because I want you to take the time to deal with the fool. That fool talking to you now, that ain't me. That fool talking to you right now, that ain't you, that's them. You doing all right. You going in your mind right now, you trying to go over a checklist. I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty good at that. I don't do that no more. I don't do that too bad. Because the Lord is really talking so much to you, and you know he's dealing with you, that fool saying, don't let me go. That fool part of you is comfortable being with you. Problem is, it makes you live like there's no God. And see, here's the problem. You and I love God. We say with our whole heart and whole mouth, whole soul, our fingers, toes, everything. We love the Lord, right? So then, what happens when you get angry? And people watching your wife. You know what I'm saying? Here went WWE on everybody in the room. Now, that's how God's people act. That's why it's so important to look at this, because when you leave this place, the world is watching how you and I live. And we can't live in a way that makes the world see there is no God. And sometimes by the way we live, that's why people won't come to Christ, because of what they see in us. I've got to learn that I got to be a good steward. I got to be working on this. I got to work daily and pray. I got to work daily and read this word and not just be a reader of the word and hear the word. I got to apply and do the word. I got to put the work in. Lord, help me. He does. Because the Lord, some of you ain't going to like. The Lord won't go against your will. So really, theoretically, he don't make you do anything. You and I make choices. This is good teaching here, Lord. Thank you. You have the power to make a choice. And I don't care what Flip Wilson and Geraldine told you, the devil can't make you do anything. Go look it up on YouTube. He sees how his people are living. He sees how his people, how is God seeing the deeds of the fool by how they handle each other?
Yeah, that's right.
See, our problem is not how we handle God. Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
it's how we handle each other.
Right.
So you can't say you love me, God says, and then can't love your brother or sister.
Right.
You can't ever stand them, but want God to stand you.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that, ladies and gentlemen. So we see the description of a fool, one who's spiritually ignorant. I don't care how much they've made a decision in their heart. I don't care how much Bible you give me. I don't care how much words you give me. I'm not going to receive it. That's somebody spiritually ignorant. They mean they want to stay empty. They don't want to know about God. And by scripture, he calls them a fool, to somebody who has the opportunity to be better and doesn't want to be. So see, get in trouble. Can I get in trouble one time? What Shanice at? How many times I got in trouble? I've been good. This is my first one, Shanice say. And y'all trust her. She said, this is the first time I got in trouble. If you serious about not being a fool, I'll see you Wednesday at 6:30. That was enough for probably 5 or 6 getting in troubles right there, wasn't it? Okay. If you serious, because see, too much happened from Sunday to Sunday. Lord have mercy. Too much go on. And we've seen automatically, you don't get a next Sunday. This house saw that for real, for real. You don't get a next Sunday. You might not. So I need to, any opportunity God can speak to me about my daily growth and my development in him, I'm going to get it. In order to be a good athlete, you practice. You do whatever it takes to get better. If it takes you training on your own, training with your team, lifting weights, running, having extended practices, you'll do what's necessary to be better. What work are you and I doing to be better Christians? You know, I ain't gonna make you, y'all force that applause. Y'all ain't got to do all that. Yeah, whatever, man. There's a description of a fool, the deeds of a fool, but thanks be to God, there's deliverance for the fool. Verse number 7 says, Lord, send salvation from Zion. Zion is the holy city. And the Jews believed in the Messiah coming from the holy city who would bring salvation, safety, correction, and a change for these messed up folk. That means to you and I, you might be a fool now, but you don't have to stay one. Anybody thanking God today that I was messed up, but the Lord saw my need and he didn't let me stay in the same shape I'm in? I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now. Can anybody take about 10 seconds and thank God for a change in your life? Can anybody thank God that you accepted salvation from Jesus Christ? That one Friday on a hill called Calvary, a man named Jesus hung, bled, and died with you and me on his mind. And he died for 6 hours until death died. And they put him in a borrowed tomb. And he stayed there all day Friday, all day Saturday, but early, I thought I was Baptist, early one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands, and 50 days later, he now ascended to his Father, and he gave you and I a Holy Ghost, a Holy Spirit that'll walk with you, that'll talk with you, that'll hold you, that'll correct you, that'll challenge you. Anybody thankful for the change in your life? Thank God he delivered me. He didn't let me stay in the same shape I was in. Come on, you know about your life. I ain't talking about me. Talk about you. You know what your shape you used to be in. But God saved me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply staying within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe, hey, now safe am I. I received it though. You got to be willing to receive it. Every time you hear God's word, you got to receive it. Every time you pray, you got to receive it. It don't have to stay the same way. When you do it, I'm done. When you do it, when you do it, you and I are blessed today. That still, because you and I got breath in our body, salvation is still here. But I got to know that the Lord says, if you read deeper into this psalm, I didn't have time to go into it like I wanted to, but if you read into this psalm, God's go handle the folk that handle his people. God's go judge those
who condemning and destroying and messing up his folk. That's something you and I don't like to talk about because we're in this new age. But there is, ladies and gentlemen, a wrath of God. That's why you ought to thank him for Jesus. Because Jesus stopped what God is going to do to those who don't love him. That in God's own appointed time, he's going to separate the right from the wrong. And he's going to handle those who've been handling his people. You think you're getting by? Because it ain't happened to you yet. But mess around and keep on living and not done join the Lord. Keep living like you're a spiritual atheist. Keep living like there is no God. God got something to say about it. I pray you hear this clarion call. I pray you hear this call today. This message, this whole thing was a lament song. It's a crying song. It's a devotional song to show us our need for the Lord. Where is your heart? What does your heart say today? I offer Christ to you to make sure you're on the Lord's side today. I don't know when the Lord's going to come. I don't know when judgment is coming. I want to make sure my soul is on the right side. The old folk had a way of saying it's getting late in the evening. The sun is almost down. Stop playing with your life. You don't have the time that you think. The book of James tells us about that life is but a vapor. That you making plans, tomorrow I'm going to do this, next week I'm going to do that. He says, no, you're not doing that. He said, if the Lord will, I'll be there tomorrow. If the Lord's will, I'll do that next week. You don't have the time that you think you have. There are kid-sized caskets. There are adult-sized caskets. There are caskets for the saved, caskets for the unsaved, caskets for the righteous, caskets for the unrighteous. You determine which side you're on. You don't have to be a fool. You have too much word available, too much Spirit of God available. Why waste your life because you don't want to make a change? And let me go and kill this lie now while I'm standing here. It's fun to be a Christian. I'm going to stand flat-footed and tell you, it's fun, it's enjoyable, it's exciting, I'm passionate, I am zealous about being a child of God. Can I tell the truth one more time? I ain't missed a thing by choosing Jesus. Yeah. I've gained more than I think I'm losing out there in the world trying to prove something to somebody else.
That's right.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I'm a man, but I ain't ashamed.
Amen.
I'm prideful, but I ain't ashamed.
Thank you, Lord.
I wish I had some more brothers in the house besides me who don't mind saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed. I don't know if I'm woke or asleep. I know I'm saved. I'm not going to argue with people about this and that from BC time. And all I know, he saved me. I don't even worry about what color he is. I got some evidence that he look a whole lot like me. I can take it to some history to tell you my Jesus look a whole lot like me. But I do know what he told me in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, that God is a spirit. And that they worship him and must do so in spirit and in truth. And if you get hung up on what color he is and don't understand his character, you will miss the whole boat anyway. Stop letting these folk mess you up. See, if he can just get you, he does the cleaning.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I hear somebody saying that I'm going to keep myself together. My God. Then I'm going to come. Yeah.
Look here, man. I'm telling you. See, these other folk ain't gonna tell you. I'm still trying to get myself together.
That's right.
Matter of fact, might not be no such thing as getting yourself together. Them too. If you just give him you. In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need a healer. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, we need revival. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. All from to Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds. That's your heart. Storms are coming. Winds go blow. Your anchor holds. Life is changing. You're getting older.
Yes, yes.
Crime and drugs and violence.
Yes, yes.
Your anchor holds. And grips the solid rock. In times like these.
Yes,
we need revival. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Can I talk about it one more time?
Yes, yes.
This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Lord have mercy. Be very sure. Are you here? Your anchor holds.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m.